天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很高兴和您在天路导向节目相遇。我们每个人的生命中都有很多的老我需要从我们的生命中挪开。今天麦克牧师借着彼得的经历来和我们分享神是如何建造彼得这个人的。请安静我们的心，一起来聆听吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted you tuned in today.
很高兴今天你能收听我们的节目。
Today we are going to start a new series of messages called Blessed to be a Blessing.
今天我们要开始讲一个新的系列信息，题目是借我赐恩福。
And it comes from the writing of 1 Peter.
这信息出自彼得前书。
Before we start, I want to ask you an important question.
开始讲信息之前，让我问你一个重要的问题。
Have you ever experienced God to be stripping you of something or someone important in your life?
你有没有经历过神把你生命中很重要的人或东西拿走过呢？
Has the Lord ever taken away something that you thought was your security?
有些你看为是你的保障呢，主却从你生命中挪开。
Have you ever felt that you have lost something that you thought to be your identity?
你曾否失去一些你认为能代表你身份地位的东西呢？
What do I mean by this?
我的意思是说，
There are things or people in your life that are so intertwined with your identity.
有些东西或有些人在你生命中已经成为你的身份象征。
We feel that if we ever give them up, we will never be the same.
我们觉得如果放弃这些，我们就不能照常生活。
And then when the Lord begins to work in our lives,
然而当神要造就我们的生命时，
He starts taking those things away.
他就开始把这些东西拿走。
When the Lord starts pulling that security blanket away from us, we feel the hurt.
当主开始把我们所依赖的安全感挪开时，我们会感到很痛苦。
But then later we see that God had a higher purpose in what he's doing.
但事后我们看见神的作为有更高的目的。
Have you ever felt that you have placed your confidence in someone like your spouse or your child?
你曾经把你的信心建立在一个人的身上吗？比如你的配偶或者你的孩子。
Or have you placed your hopes in something like achievements or higher education?
或者你把你的希望寄托在事业的成就或高等教育上面。
Have you ever placed your whole confidence in any of these things?
你曾经把全部的信心都建立在以上的人事物上吗？
And then has something happened that stripped these things away?
后来发生了一些事故，以至于你失去了一切。
I have had such experiences.
我就有这样的经历。
And today I'm going to talk to you from both the voice of experience and the word of God.
今天我要和你分享我个人的经历，也跟你分享神的话。
If you are ever going to do something worthwhile for God,
如果你希望能为神做些有价值的事，
you will experience the stripping away of the source of your confidence.
你必然会失去那些你所依赖的保障。
You know that when the stripping takes place, you do one of two things.
你知道吗？当你失去你所依赖的东西时，你可能有两种反应。
You try to hold on your source of pride and comfort more tenaciously?
你会不顾一切地紧抓着那些你引以为傲又让你感到安心的东西。
Or you cry out to God with words like, God, don't take that from me.
或者你向神呼求说，神啊，不要拿走这些。
Almost always, whenever that happens in our lives,
每当这种情形发生时，
we have a hard time seeing our stripping as a blessing.
我们总是看不见这些损失其实是祝福。
It is only later on that we look back with the eyes of faith, not sight, and see the hand of God.
只有在当事过境迁了，我们回过头来，透过信心的眼光，才可以看见神的手做了些什么。
There is one thing about God stripping you of your source of security.
神挪开你所依赖的靠山是有原因的。
Whatever that source of security may be,
不论你的靠山是什么，
It is because God wants to build you up with His security.
他这么做是因为他自己要成为你的保障。
That is always the purpose of God.
向来这都是神的目的。
God wants to build you up in having your confidence placed in the right place.
神要帮助你在正确的地方建立你的信心。
And today I want to tell you about how God did this to a man called Peter.
今天我要告诉你，神如何建立彼得这个人。
You will not understand the epistle of 1 Peter until you understand Peter the man.
如果你不认识彼得这个人，你就无法理解彼得前书。
So let's look at Peter the man and see him in the Word of God.
就让我们透过神的话来看彼得是怎样一个人。
Peter the man is a rich study of a person who Jesus systematically and consistently stripped of all the things that gave him confidence.
主耶稣长期又很有步骤地把彼得所依赖的东西一件一件拿走，使他的生命成为一本内容丰富的教科书。
Jesus stripped Peter of all the things that gave him outward courage.
耶稣拿走了使彼得突然具有匹夫之勇的一切东西。
Jesus stripped Peter of all the things that gave him the feeling of self-adequacy.
耶稣拿走了使彼得感到自得自满的一切东西。
Jesus stripped Peter of all the things that put his pride in the wrong places and on the wrong things.
耶稣拿走了彼得所有不该有的骄傲。
Why?
为什么呢？
Let me tell you a personal story.
让我告诉你我自己的故事。
I remember when I was a young man.
我记得当我年轻时，
I was going through one of those difficult times.
我面临一段很困难的时期。
I asked an older and wiser man why this was happening to me.
我请教一位有智慧的长辈，为什么我会遭遇困难？
He said to me, it is because God loves you so much.
他告诉我，因为神太爱你了。
I remember saying to myself at that time,
我记得当时我对自己说，
I wish he did not love me that much.
我真希望神不要这么爱我。
That was a foolish response on my part.
其实我真是愚蠢。
But I was younger then, and I had to learn the lesson that Peter learned.
那时我太年轻了，我必须学习彼得所学习的功课。
Why would Jesus strip away everything that gave Peter courage and self-confidence?
为什么耶稣要拿走那些让彼得冲动又使他自鸣得意的一切呢？
Why would he take away Peter's security?
神为什么要挪开彼得的靠山呢？
Jesus removed Peter's false confidence in order to build him up as a man who had confidence in God alone.
耶稣把他那虚假的信心拿走，为了要建立彼得单单依靠神的信心。
God did it to me in order to build me up as a man who has confidence only in God.
神在我身上也是这么做，为了使我成为单单信靠神的人。
And God will do it to you in order to build you up as a man or a woman of God whose confidence is in God alone.
神在你身上也会这么做，为要使你成为单单信靠神的人。
The Lord has repeated that experience in my life several times.
在我生命中，神让我一再的经历。
But I'll never forget at the age of 21.
我永远难忘当我21岁时。
When I was standing under the blue sky of a foreign country.
我站在蓝天之下一个陌生的国家里。
I did not know anybody.
谁都不认识。
Absolutely no one.
一个认识我的人都没有。
And I knew in my heart that no one knew where I was except the Lord.
我心里知道，除了主耶稣，没有人知道我在哪里。
Here I was thousands of miles away from all of my security.
我孤零零的在那里，所有的保障都在千里之外。
I was thousands of miles from all of my family and friends.
我的亲人朋友都在千里之外。
I was thousands of miles from all of the familiar surroundings that I've ever had.
我向来所熟悉的都在千里之外。
And I stood there all alone.
就我一个人站在那里。
I had absolutely nothing and nobody except the Lord.
除了主，我一无所有。
And I heard the voice of the Lord whispering in my ear.
我听见主轻声对我说，
Michael, when you got me, you got everything.
麦克，有了我，你就有了一切。
Today, many years later,
多年后，时至今日，
that experience and that knowledge has been an incredible blessing in my life.
当时的经历和我所学到的，实在是我生命中最奇妙的福气。
I was able to understand what Peter finally understood after 3 1/3 years in fellowship with Jesus.
彼得与主耶稣相处了3年半后，终于明白的事，我也明白了。
You could never understand the first epistle of Peter until you understand Peter the man who was remodeled, rebuilt, and reconstructed.
如果你不了解彼得这个人，你就无法理解彼得书信，他的生命是被神重新磨造，重新建立起来的。
Peter's name occurred in all 4 Gospels.
四卷福音书都提到了彼得的名字。
In fact, Peter's name occurs more times in all of the Gospels than any of the other apostles.
事实上，在福音书里，彼得的名字比其他门徒的名字出现的次数更多。
Peter spoke more often than all of the other apostles put together.
彼得说的话比其他所有门徒说的话加起来还多。
In fact, Peter more boldly confessed Christ than all of the other apostles.
事实上，彼得比其他门徒更勇于承认耶稣是基督。
Peter interrupted, interfered with, intruded on, and tempted Jesus more than any of the others.
但彼得也比其他门徒更多的打断耶稣的话，顶撞冒犯耶稣。甚至试探耶稣。
And Peter was rebuked far more than all of the others.
同时，彼得被耶稣责备的次数也多得多。
If you really want to know a little bit about Peter's personality,
如果你想多了解一些彼得的个性，
try to think of someone who is independent.
只要想想那些好自作主张的人。
Try to think of someone who is the kind of person who is an expert on almost everything.
想想那些自认为样样精通的人。
While I was studying about this kind of person that Peter was,
当我来研究彼得这类人时，
I was reminded of this story.
我就想起这个故事。
There was once a man who was always bragging about what a great sharpshooter he was.
从前有个人常常夸口自己的枪法有多么厉害。
He was a duck hunter.
他专打野鸭子。
One day he went hunting and took a quiet friend with him.
有一天他又去猎鸭子了，这次他带着一个沉默寡言的朋友。
As they were walking along looking for ducks to shoot,
当他们寻找哪里有鸭子可打时，
he was talking on and on and on.
他一直喋喋不休。
He told his friend that no duck ever got away from him.
他告诉他的朋友，没有一只鸭子逃得过他的枪管。
He told his friend that he was a good marksman.
他说自己是一个神枪手。
He told his friend that he never missed a shot.
他说他的射击万无一失。
And while he was bragging, a duck flew by.
正当他自鸣得意时，一只鸭子飞过去。
He took aim and fired.
他立刻瞄准开枪。
But the duck flew away unscathed.
但鸭子安然无恙地飞走了。
He stopped for a minute and then he said to his friend,
过了一会儿，他对朋友说，
My friend, you are now witnessing a miracle.
你可亲眼目睹了一个神迹啊。
There flies a dead duck.
死鸭子竟然会飞呢。
Peter was first introduced to the Lord Jesus by his brother Andrew.
彼得最初是由他的兄弟安德烈介绍给耶稣的。
Andrew was his younger brother, and he was much quieter than Peter.
安德烈是彼得的弟弟，但是他安静多了。
Andrew was the very opposite of Peter.
安德烈跟彼得完全不同。
Andrew comes home one day and is uncharacteristically ecstatic.
有一天，安德烈回到家，一反常态的兴奋极了。
He said, "Peter, Peter, we have found him."
他说，彼得，彼得，我们找到他了。
You have got to come and see him. We have found the Messiah.
你一定要来看，我们找到弥赛亚了。
What do you think the kind of person that Peter was would have been thinking right now?
你想像彼得那样的人当时会怎么想呢？
Peter probably thought to himself,
彼得很可能是这么想的。
Well, if the Messiah is here, then sooner or later he will come to me for advice.
如果真是弥赛亚，他迟早会来找我给他提意见的。
Do you know people like that?
你认识这一类的人吗？
Peter probably have been thinking that the Messiah will need his help.
很可能彼得在想，弥赛亚需要他的帮助。
Can't you just hear Peter saying, Oh yes, God can do anything, but normally it takes someone like me to help God out.
你也许可以听到彼得说，不错，神是无所不能的。但通常神也需要我这么样的人去帮帮他。
And that is why throughout these 3 1/3 years,
因此在那三年半里，
Jesus had to strip Peter down of his false self-confidence.
耶稣必须除去彼得那虚假的自信心。
Why did Jesus strip him of all his self-confidence?
耶稣为什么除去彼得的自信心呢？
So that he might build him up to be a powerhouse for God.
这样耶稣才能重新建立彼得，成为神的发电所。
Please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
请留心听我要告诉你的。
Nobody can be a powerhouse for God.
没有一个人能成为神的发电所。
No one can be effective for God.
没有一个人能有效地被神使用。
If they have false confidence.
如果他们仍然有虚假的自信心。
Jesus stripped Peter down in order that he may build him up in God's confidence.
耶稣必须先拆毁彼得，才能建立起他对神的信心。
Let me give you several incidents to show you the systematic way that the Lord Jesus was working on Peter.
让我举几个例子，你就会明白耶稣如何按部就班地造就彼得。
It is my prayer that God will teach us all this very important lesson today.
我祈求神今天就教导我们这些重要的功课。
I pray that you will surrender and not resist.
我求神让你愿意谦卑受教而不要抗拒。
Where were Peter's places of security?
彼得的保障是什么呢？
They were in two basic areas.
主要在两方面。
First,
第一，
He had confidence in his expertise of the sea and fishing.
他对自己航海和捕鱼的专业经验很有自信。
And second,
第二，
Peter had outward courage and self-adequacy.
彼得胆识过人，自信心强。
And Jesus honed in on these two areas in Peter's life like laser beam.
于是耶稣用激光般的穿透力集中在彼得生命的这两方面来磨练他。
You will find this first story in Luke chapter 5 verses 1 to 11.
第一件事记载在路加福音第五章第一到十一节。
Peter was fishing all night and caught nothing.
彼得整夜打鱼，什么也没打着。
Normally, when fishermen are working such hard physical labor all night like this,
通常当渔夫整夜辛苦劳力，
throwing out the nets and drawing them in and finding nothing in them,
不断地撒网收网却一无所获，
and they keep doing this all night long,
整夜不停地工作，
then they get home in the morning completely weary,
早晨回到家已精疲力尽。
This is what Peter had been doing all night, and he was exhausted.
彼得就是这样整夜辛劳，已经累坏了。
But as he got back to shore in the early hours of the morning,
当他清早回到岸边，
he saw a large crowd to whom Jesus was preaching.
他看见耶稣正在对一大群人讲道。
Instead of going home to sleep, he stopped to hear Jesus.
于是他停下来听，并没有回家睡觉。
After preaching, Jesus saw a couple of boats that belonged to Peter.
耶稣讲完道，看见彼得的两只船。
Jesus got into the boat and said to Peter, "Let's go into the middle of the lake."
耶稣就上了船，对彼得说，把船开到湖中心去。
What do you imagine Peter was thinking?
你想彼得当时怎么想？
Peter did what the Lord commanded.
彼得虽然照着耶稣的吩咐去做，
but probably Peter was embarrassed.
但彼得可能感到很没面子。
Because good fishermen were never seen in the lake in the middle of the day.
因为没有一个老练的渔夫会在日正当中时把船开到湖中心去的。
But he went along anyway.
但是他还是照做了。
Then in the middle of the lake, Jesus said, "Okay, Peter, throw your nets."
到了湖中心，耶稣说，彼得，现在下网吧。
By that time, what do you think Peter was thinking?
到了这个时候，彼得又怎么想呢？
Okay, Jesus, I went along with you for the ride, but for me to throw the nets at high noon is foolishness.
好吧，耶稣啊，到现在为止我都听你的，但要我在大中午的时候撒网，那是白痴啊。
I'm embarrassed enough to be seen in the middle of the lake at high noon.
大伙眼看着我在中午把船开到湖中心来，已经够丢脸的了。
Now you want me to look like a fool and fish in the middle of the day?
你还要我像傻瓜一样在日正当中时捕鱼啊？
Lord, you have to understand, I have a reputation to protect.
主啊，你要知道我还要面子呢。
After all, I have a name to live up to.
我总得维护我的名声吧。
Let me ask you a question.
朋友，请问你。
Have you been where Peter was?
你曾否处在彼得同样的情景中呢？
Have you ever thought that you knew more than the Lord?
你曾否认为自己比主懂得多呢？
Have you ever been where the very point of your knowledge is challenged by God?
你曾否面对神向你的知识来挑战？
Have you ever been where the very essence of your self-confidence is challenged by God?
你曾否面对神向你的自信心来挑战？
Have you ever been tempted to either scoff or resist both?
你是否觉得这些挑战很可笑，或者根本就想抗拒他们呢？
Some of you know the rest of the story.
有些朋友知道彼得这次遭遇的结果。
They caught so many fish that the boat was going to sink.
他们网上了许多鱼，甚至船都几乎要沉下去了。
They caught more fish than they could carry.
他们网到的鱼超过船所能装载的。
In fact, they caught enough fish to fill two boats.
事实上，那天所捕到的鱼足够装满两条船。
This was Peter's first stripping down.
这是彼得第一次受对付。
His first lesson hit him hard at the point of his confidence.
他所学的第一个功课对他的自信心有很大的打击。
What was Jesus doing?
耶稣在那里做了什么呢？
He was making sure that when Peter becomes a powerhouse for God,
他要确定当彼得成为神的发电所时，
his self-boasting would be completely under the control of the Holy Spirit of God.
彼得自大自满的心态能够完全服在圣灵的管理之下。
Please tune in next time to hear about Peter's second stripping down.
请记住收听下一次的节目，我要讲彼得第二次被对付的经历。
We will see the stripping of Peter's puffed up courage.
我们要看神怎样拿走彼得的血气之勇。
We will see Peter's reaction when he and his friends are threatened by a ferocious storm at sea.
我们要看彼得和他的伙伴怎样面对一场狂烈的风暴。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessings.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。确实，彼得是一个很好的渔夫，他对航海、捕鱼都有很多的经验和自信。彼得也胆识过人，但是神要让彼得的生命被拆毁，神让彼得把船开到湖中心去，彼得愿意顺服听从耶稣的命令。那天他们所捕到的鱼足够装满两条船。求主帮助我们，赐给我们谦卑受教的心，并将我们的信心建立在耶稣基督的磐石上，让我们的生命被神重新建造。感谢神。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
帮助从何来？我的帮助从造天。